Masechta Review, Masechta Chagiga, Tape Number 1. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis, or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klolim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information, write us at Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952, or call 1-888-DAF-YOMI.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Brocha Baschaya Hinda Pritzker, Zichrono Levracha. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We are beginning from the beginning of Masechta Chagiga, beginning on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, from the Mishnah. As background, we know from Devarim Perek Tazayin, the Pasuk says, Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana Yeroe. From here we know that there is a mitzvah to make Aliyah L'Regel three times during the year, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. The Pasuk also says, V'lo Yeroe Es Pnei Hashem Reikam. From here we learn that every Zachar should bring three karbanos, a karban Eilas Re'iyah, a karban Shalmei Chagiga, and a karban Shalmei Simcha. Shalmei Simcha we learn from the pasuk of V'samachta Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. And the Mishnah says, everyone is mechuyev in the mitzvah of Re'iyah, i.e. to come three times per year to bring the special karban, but certain people are exempt from this mitzvah. These include a cheresh shaita v'katan, nashim, avadim, a person who is blind, sick, or someone who is old who has difficulty making the trip. According to Beis Shammai, the Eilas Re'iyah must be worth at least two silver mice, and the Shalmei Chagiga must be worth at least one silver ma. Beis Hillel says the Eilas Re'iyah must be worth one ma, but the Chagiga must be worth two mice. That is the opposite of Beis Shammai. There's a machlokes regarding Shalmei Simcha. According to Rashi on Daf Vav, Rashi holds that women are mechuyev in Shalmei Simcha. But according to Taisvis in Kedushin Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, he holds that women are not mechuyev in Simcha per se, but rather their husbands are mechuyev to make them happy on Yontif. Rashi here in the Mishnah, Divrei HaMaschil Eizehu Kan, says that both a father as well as a mother are mechuyev in Chinuch HaBanim. In other words, a mother is also mechuyev in Chinuch HaBanim. However, the Taisvis Shishanim, in Yuma Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, says that the mitzvah Chinuch applies only to a father, not to the mother. Rabbi Akiva Eger brings a raya in the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Beis Amud Beis, like Rashi, since we see there that Hilni Amalka sat in the Sukkah together with her seven children. That would imply that women are mechuyev in Chinuch HaBanim. And the Gemara says, a person who is a Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Ben Chorin is mechuyev in the Re'iyah, but a person who is blind in one eye is pater from Re'iyah, since it says, V'lo Yeraya, a person has to be able to see in order to be mechuyev. If a person doesn't bring his karban on Yontif, then he has a period of time called a period of Tashlumin. Daf Gimel. A person who can see but not hear, or hear but not see, is pater in Re'iyah, but chayev in Simcha. But if he can't hear and he can't see either, or a shaita or a katan, they're pater from Simcha, the same way that they're pater from all mitzvahs of the Torah. The Gemara says the mitzvah of Re'iyah is learned from Hakel. Hakel is once in 7 years, on the Shemitah year, at the end of the first day of Sukkot, they would gather all of Klal Yisrael, including men, women, and children in the Azara, and they would read from the Mishnah Torah, from Devarim. So just like a simple cheresh, who has one chasaron, was pater from Hakel, so too their pater from Re'iyah. Gzeira Shava, Re'iyah, Re'iyah. And the Gemara says just because one can't speak doesn't mean that they can't learn. To the contrary, as long as one can hear, they can still become a Talmud Chacham. As we see here in the Gemara, a few different people who are like this. The Gemara says that a person with a wooden leg is pater from Re'iyah, since the Lashon of Shalosh Regalim also says Pa'amim, and Pa'amim can mean step, so it has to be a person who can step on his own. By Yosef it says, V'habor reik ein b'mayim, regarding the pit that they put him in. The obvious question is, if the bor was empty, the habor reik, why do we need the words ein b'mayim? Of course, if it was empty, it didn't have water. The chiddush is, it was empty from water, but it was full of nechashim v'akravim. The same Gemara is brought down in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph, regarding Chanukah. And many mefarshim learn the maximum shear of how high you could put a menorah from this Gemara. It used to be that Rabban Gamliel would darshan two out of three Shabbosim, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would darshan on the third Shabbos. On one of those Shabbosim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah darshaned as follows. He said that the reason children were brought to Hakel was in order to give the parents the schus of bringing them. Lases schar lemiviyehem. Since if they're not Higil Lechinuch, what would they learn from just listening to Mishnah Torah? They don't understand Mishnah Torah anyway. The answer is Lase Schar Lemivyeyan. The Sfasemis explains, what is this Schar? The Schar is that if the parents invest in their children by schlepping them to Yerushalayim, or equivalent to that today, they do anything for children, like teaching them the mitzvahs, Torah, Chinuch, and so on, it will yield a lot of nachas for the parents. Rabbi Yeshua was so excited by this pshat of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that he called it a margolis taiva. The Gemara says, just like Am Yisrael makes Hashem one of a kind in the world, because they say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem made Klal Yisrael one of a kind. Umika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Baretz. The Gemara says the Torah is like a plant that grows, so a person can only derive benefit from it. Torah is darshaned so much that there are a lot of machlekes within the Torah, the Gemaras and everything else, so a person could ask, why should I bother learning it? There's so many machlekes and I'm not going to understand it anyway. So the Gemara answers, it's really all the same, since it comes from one shepherd, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayadaber Elokim eskol hadvarim ha'ela. A person should have an open mind to hear all sides and views of this one Torah. What is a shaita? A person who is putter from mitzvahs, but what exactly is a shaita? The Gemara answers, it's a person who goes out alone at night, or he sleeps in a cemetery, or he rips his clothing. Rav Huna says, in order for a person to be considered a shaita, he must do all three of these things at the same time. Daftal. A shaita is a person who always loses things that he owns. A tumtum, which is a person of an undetermined sex, or an androgynous, a person who has the organs of both a zachar and an akeva, are pater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. And the Gemara asks, why do we need a special pasuk of zachar to exclude women from Re'iyah? It's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, and women are always pater in these types of mitzvahs. The Gemara answers, since they're mechuyev in hakel, I would think that they're chayev in Re'iyah also. The Gemara says that a tumtum suffik, in a case of a suffik, maybe he should be pater since it's a suffik. The Rambam brings a raya from here that suffik deraisa is lahakel. But the Rashba holds that Safik Daraisa is Lo Chumrah. The Gemara says that an Eved is Potter from Re'iyah, since the Pasuk says, El Pnei Ha'adon Hashem. Only a person who has one Adon, i.e. Hashem, is Chayef. Mashenkin an Eved, who is Potter. An Orel, an uncircumcised person, or a person who is Tameh, are also Potter from the Karban Re'iyah. Rashi says that an Orel is a person who has no Mila because two of his brothers died. But Rabbi Nutam says this is a case of an Inus. And an Orel is referring to a person who simply never goes to the trouble or doesn't really realize that he has to have a bris mila. Rav Huna used to cry when he came across psukim, which show that Hashem loves Klal Yisrael, but needed to be critical of them in certain instances. And finally, Gemara says sometimes a malach hamavos can take a person away from the world, even when it's not the proper time. Daf Hey. Someone who is nifter early, his years that he has lost are given over to a Talmud Chacham, who specific type of Talmud Chacham, a person who had a lot of schusim because he was mavir al midaisav. Even if a person did something to him, he looked the other way on it. Hashem sometimes removes a Talmud Chacham from the world early, so he won't be chayta later on. A person who misjudges a ger, it's like misjudging Hashem himself. That's what Hashem considers. That's why it's very important to judge a ger carefully. We have a special pasuk, in fact, that tells us we need to do that. One who does an Avera, and later on has Charata, Hashem is Meichel him immediately. And in fact, Hashem remembers all Averas, but punishes a Mezid much more than he punishes a Shagig. A person who kills an animal, or spits in front of his friend, in other words, he spits on the floor right in front of his friend, basically he's not sensitive to the fact that this is Mias, Hashem takes that into account. So in other words, a person has to be very careful if he does something Mias in front of his friend. A person should not embarrass an Ani, by giving him tztaka b'farhesya. Rather, he should do it quietly, as not to embarrass the Ani. A person could only possibly be a member of Klal Yisrael if he experienced the hatred by the Goyim towards the Jews, that many Jews do. This Gemara is more b'derech musar. It doesn't mean that a person is not considered part of Klal Yisrael, that he has to suffer mamish to be part of Klal Yisrael. But rather, since Jews have always suffered through the generations, it means that a person could really only appreciate being a Yid if he suffered through something like that. The Gemara says wherever the Chachamim put a bad eye on someone, it eventually leads to death or poverty. The Gemara says that Goyim will never really be able to gain an intellectual advantage over Klal Yisrael. A person shouldn't talk in jest too excessively with his wife before Tashmish Hamita, unless it is necessary for appeasement. And in fact, the Gemara relates a story that Rav Kahana once waited underneath the bed of Rav to hear what he would tell his wife before they did Tashmish Hamita. There is no real sadness before Hashem, except for the Churban Beis Hamikdash, where even the Malachim cried before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there were three tiers of crying, one for the first Beis Hamikdash, two for the second Beis Hamikdash, and three for the Jews who were driven from their homes. Some say the third tier was for Bittul Torah. There are three people who Hashem cries for every day. One who has the ability to learn Torah and he doesn't. Number two, one who doesn't have the ability to learn Torah, but he does learn Torah, i.e. he's an Am Haaretz and he learns Torah anyway. And three, a person who leads his kehila with gaiva. The Gemara says that it's a big mitzvah to personally be mekabel a Talmud Chacham. And finally, the Gemara says if a person learns Torah even one day of the year, it's like he learns Torah all day. In fact, not all day, but every day of the year. Dafav. A woman is mechuyev to come to Yerushalayim for the mitzvah of Simcha, but she's not mechuyev to go into the Beis HaMikdash Mamish. Abaye says a woman doesn't have a chi of Simcha, but rather her husband is mechuyev to provide it to her. Rav Zeira says that the chi of Simcha is on the woman herself. According to the Shagas Aryeh, the mitzvah of Simcha is a chi of Daraisa even bizman hazeh, and even by women. In other words, during Chol HaMoed, people have to be have to make a hishtadlis to be misameach and to take trips and so on and so forth. There's a machlokes which is more chashev, the Eilas Re'iyah or the Shalmei Chagiga. According to Beis Shammai, the Eilas Re'iyah is more chashev, but according to Beis Hillel, the Shalmei Chagiga is more chashev. Rabbi Yishmael holds the general direction for karbanos, in other words, how to do them, was given by Har Sinai, but the details, the specific details of the karbanos, were given by the Eil Moed. According to Rabbi Akiva, all was said by Har Sinai, but it was only repeated by the Eil Moed. There are three karbanos that a Jew is mechuyev to bring when he's aliyah l'regel. One is the Eilat Re'iyah, two is the Shalmei Chagiga, and three is the Shalmei Simcha. Each has something very unique about it. The Eilat Re'iyah is unique because it all goes up to Shemayim. None of it is eaten. The Karban Chagiga is unique because it was brought even before Matan Torah. And the Shalmei Simcha is special and unique because even women are mechuyev in the Shalmei Simcha. Daf Zayin. The following things have no shir. Elu ha-devarim she'en lahem shir. Peah, which is the corner of the fields. The Chachamim really said that a person should give a 60th, but there's really no shir to giving it. Bikurim, which are the first fruits which are brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Re'iyah, which is the carbon re'iyah and the Shalosh Regalim. Gemilas Chasadim, this is Bein B'maman or Bein B'guf. And Talmud Torah also has no shir, as we learned in the Gemara in Menachas, Daf Tzadik Tes. The Karban Eilas Re'iyah must include Zvachim, animals, but cannot be from Eifus or Menachas. Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda said that Bnei Yisrael was commanded to come up to be Aliyah L'Regel three times per year, B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, and B'chag HaSukkos. And each time they must bring a Karban, V'layirah Pnei Rekom. Tanners and scrapers are putter from Mitzvah Re'iyah because they smell bad due to their work. Yeraya Kol Zechorcha tells us that a father is mechuyev to bring up his children to Aliyah L'Regel at the time that he comes up. The Mishnah. If a person is bringing an additional Ayla on Chol HaMoed, for example, he made a neder, or he wanted to bring an Adava, and so on, so he's coming up already, so he may as well bring that along with it, he cannot use Meiser Sheni money to pay for that. Masha'en Ken Karbanos Shlomim can be brought for Meiser Sheni money. According to Beis Shammai, Shalmei Chagiga can only be brought from Chulin money, but according to Beis Hillel, it's okay even with Meiser Sheni money. The Mishnah concludes by saying that Yisraelim can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha, not only with special exclusive karbanos, but even as part of other nedarim and nedavos. Daf Ches. Shalmei Chagiga must be brought from Chayva, i.e. from Chulin money, not Kodesh money, like Meiser money, for example. And it must also be brought from Misas, like a tax, which must be from Chulin. V'samachta Bechagecha in Parshas Re'e teaches us that the Shalmei Simcha could be mekuyim even with a karban that was going to be brought for something else. And finally, the Gemara says one is not allowed to get married on Yontif or Chol HaMoed, since it says v'samachta bechagecha. You must focus your attention on the Simchas HaChag. V'samachta bechagecha v'loi b'ishtecha. The Mishnah. A person is mechuyev to bring the Eilat Re'iyah based on his income. The richer he is, the more he should bring. Ish kematnas yaday. Reish Lakish says that if a person set aside 10 be'emas for Shalmei Chagiga, and only brought 5 of them on the first day of Yontif, he can still bring the other 5 on day 2 as Tashlumin, and there's no inyan of Bal Taisif. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, he can't bring the other 5 on day 2 since he was already Yaitz at the Mitzvah on day 1, and there's a potential for Bal Taisif. Daf Tes, the Mishnah. If a person did not bring his Shalmei Chagiga on day 1 of Yontif, he can be Mashlim throughout Yontif, even as late as Shmini Atzeres. After that, he loses the Mitzvah completely. And the Gemara says there are 7 days of Tashlumin for a Chagiga, for Pesach and Sukkos. If a person was Tameh from a mace and he cannot bring a Karban Pesach at the proper time, he can instead bring it on Pesach Sheni. If a group got together to do a mitzvah and one person did the same mitzvah all by himself, it's not good because he should have done it together with the group. A person who skips Shachris or Mincha, the mazid, has no opportunity at all for Tashlumin. Mashenkin, if he skips it or misses it by B'shaygig, then he is allowed to make a Tashlumin and daven a second Shmon Esrei and a tefillah that follows it, as we learn in the Masechtas Brachas. And finally, the Gemara says, Talmud Chacham, who walks away from Torah, is like a bird who left a nest, so he's now considered like he's homeless. Daf Yud, the Mishnah, as background. Although some halachas are beferish in the Torah, others are not beferish in the Torah. And the Mishnah says, Heter Nedarim, certain Hilcha Shavis, Chagiga, Me'ilah, many of the pratim of these halachas are only known via Ramazim from the Torah, not from the Torah specifically. And the Gemara says, a shvua made to do a mitzvah is not chal at all. Why? Since the person already swore to do it at Har Sinai. So what is he making a shvua to do it now? He already swore he was going to do it. So that shvua is not chal at all. If a person does a malacha, but for an abnormal purpose, i.e. he digs a hole on Shabbos, not for the purpose of the hole, but rather he wants the dirt from the hole. This is called malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. According to Reb Shimon, he's pater, because a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is pater. But according to Reb Yehuda, he's chayef. We learn this halacha not specifically from the pasuk in the Torah, but rather from a remez in the Torah, since the Torah refers to the malachas, the basic malachas, as malaches machsheves. But if it's something a little different from malaches machsheves, i.e. malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, according to Reb Shimon, you're pater. When it comes to me'ila, even though me'ila we know is an avera, we say shluchai shel adam kemaisei. Daf Yud Aleph. A person is only over for me'ila if he had hana that is worth more than a shava pruta. Rebbe says if someone kills another person, nefesh tachas nefesh does not mean that we kill him exactly, mida keneged mida, but rather we make him pay for the value of the other person's life. There are 4 avodas in every karban. We know that every karban that's brought, there are 4 steps that are done as part of the avoda. One is the shechita, killing the animal. One is the kabbalah, which is receiving the blood into a vessel. 3, haylacha, taking that blood to the mizbeach. And finally, zrika, sprinkling it on the mizbeach. The haylacha is a little bit less chashev than the other 3. And finally, the Gemara says, yesh lahem al mashi yismachu. From the Mishnah, those words are referring to a shir mikvah, which is 40 saw. This is learned indirectly from a pasuk. We know the pasuk says kol basare, and from there we're able to deduce that that means ama alama berum shalesh amas. This is the shear that it would take to cover up a person with water, and this is a shear of 40 saw. Also, the shear of tuma regarding a sheretz is a shear of a size of a lentil. The Gemara continues to darshan about the different things that the Mishnah implies when it says yesh lahem al ma sheyismachu. This marks the end of the first parak. Now let us begin the second parak, parak ein darshan. The Mishnah. If a Talmud Chacham teaches and darshans on the Arayis, he should do it with no more than 2 Talmidim. If he darshans on Inyanei Maisei Bereishis, then he could do it to a maximum of 1 Talmud. And if he wants a darshan on the Maisei Merkava, he should not do it even to 1 person, but he should keep it to himself. Anyone who looks at 4 things, it's better that he would have never been in the world. What are those 4 things? The top of the Rakia, what is below the earth, what is to the east of the world, and what is to the west of the world. And the Gemara says, just as Arayas are usher to Yisrael, Arayas are also usher to Goyim. And Arayas are stronger than Geneva, since a person has a taiva for Arayas, whether the Arayas are in front of him or not in front of him, because he thinks about it. By saying Geneva could only happen if something is in front of the person, which makes Arayas stronger than Geneva. Daf Yud Beis. Adam Harishon was so large that he stretched from one side of the world to the other. But when he sinned, Hashem made him much smaller. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Asara devarim nivru'u b'yom rishon. There were 10 things that were created on the first day that the world was created. Shamayim, Aretz, Soihu. Soihu is a line that revolves around the world, which Cheshech comes out of. Vayhu, which is stones that are entrenched in the earth that give water. Or, Choshech, Ruach, Mayim, Midas Yom, and Midas Laila. Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav says, Ba'asara Devarim Nivra Ha'ilam. There were 10 things that the world was created, and 10 types of things that Hashem said in order to create the world. Chachma, Svuna, Das, Kayach, Gvura, Ga'ara, Ga'ara screaming, Tzedek, Mishpat, Chesed, and Rachamim. Beis Shammai says that Shamayim was created first, then the Aretz was created. Beis Hillel says first the Aretz was created, then Shamayim was created. Nachum Ish Gamzu was Dairish every time a Torah said the word Es, including Darshaning Bereshis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim V'Es HaAretz. The Gemara says the entire world stands on pillars, but these pillars stand on water. There's a machlaikis if there are two shamayims or seven shamayims. The Gemara says the malachim only say shira at night, because by day, Klal Yisrael says the tefillas. That's how come we know that arvis, davening ma'arav, is only a rishus, because the malachim say shira at night. And finally, the Gemara says if a person learns Torah at night, Hashem will put the chut shel chesed over him by day. Dafid Gimel. There is an eighth rakia, but we are not supposed to darshan about it. But one should darshan in Maaseh Bereishis about nature, etc., so one can appreciate the niflos habare. From here, we can probably learn the merit of looking at prominent things around the world, at mountains and so on and so forth, so a person realizes the niflos habare. The average life of a person is 70 years. If a person lives 80 years, it's considered gvurais. Between each rakia is a distance of 500 years. Taisfus here brings down that the Paitan, Rebbe Lazar HaKalir, who wrote many of the Piyutim on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, was really Rebbe Lazar B'Reb Shimon. The Gemara says we're not supposed to give over or teach Torah to a guy. If a guy learns Torah, he's Chayav Misa. One is not allowed to be Dairish in the Maaseh Merkava. The Maaseh Merkava is the Tzura of the Malachim and the Klei Sharis up in Shemayim, because this is sweeter than Cholov and Dvash. What is Chashmal? The Gemara uses the term Chashmal. This is fire that comes out of the animal's mouths, or words that come from Hashem. We, of course, today refer to Chashmal as electricity. The Averis of Klal Yisrael turn simple people into heads of state who eventually come to oppress Bnei Yisrael. For example, Achashverosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden, and we're not sure exactly where he is, but his powers encompass the entire world. Yecheskel and Yeshaya were zeiche to visually see the Maaseh Merkava. And the Gemara says, the Kiseh HaKavod has on it the appearance of the lion, who is considered the Melech of the Chayas. It has on it the Shor, who is the Melech of the Behemoth, the Eagle, who is the Melech of the Birds, and it has the Tzura of Adam. But Hashem is more powerful than everything. The Shor was eventually switched to a Kruv. Kruv is like a Ravya, which is the face of a small child. In Sefer Likutei Torah of the Tanya, the Alter Rebbe says on the Pasuk of Adam Ki Yakriv Mikem that this refers to the Tzura of Adam, which is on the Kiseh HaKavod, and represents the chelek elokus of a person. The nefesh habahamis of a person is merumas via the shor, which is also on the Kiseh HaKavod. The Gemara then continues to be derish on the Maaseh Merkava and the Kiseh HaKavod. The Vilna Gaon says the six wings of the Kiseh HaKavod are merumas in the words Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai Li'olam Vad, those six words. Daf Yudal. Every word that comes from the mouth of Hashem is created by a separate malach. The picture of Hashem, as illustrated in Navi, has him in white. The Gemara says David HaMelech sat next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu while on the Kiseh HaKavod. Yeshaya said 18 kolos about Klal Yisrael, that Hashem will take away 18 things from Klal Yisrael, including the Nevi'im and the Bali Mishnah. The Gemara says that the tzaddik, named Chanina ben Daisa, was the cause for an entire generation to have food. A person cannot fully understand Torah unless he makes a few mistakes once in a while. Then he comes to appreciate it even more. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai refused to teach Rabbi Elazar ben Arach the Inyanim of the Maaseh Merkava. When he did begin to darshan about the Maaseh Merkava, a fire came down from Shemayim, and the trees all started singing. One time, the Gemara relates a story, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yossi were walking together, and they began to darshan in the Maaseh Merkava, and a rainbow appeared and interrupted their discussion. And only three people successfully darshaned in the Maaseh Merkava. And finally, the Gemara says there are four people who entered the Pardes. This is the Pardes of Gan Eden. These four people were Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma, Acher, and Rabbi Akiva. Ben Azai stayed in Gan Eden and never got married. Acher became an Apikaris, but Rabbi Akiva came out complete and unaffected. Daf Tezvah. Any shichva sera that does not come out from a man with the strength of an arrow cannot be Mazriya, a woman. Anything that Hashem created big, he created a smaller version of the same thing kenegedit. For example, he created mountains and he created hills. He created seas and he created rivers. He created tzaddikim and he created rishayim. Every person is yerish, a chelek of Gan Eden, and a chelek of Gehenna. And in the end, the tzaddik ends up taking and yarshining the chelek Gan Eden from the Rasha. who loses it. Torah is as hard to be kaina as gold in kalem, but as easy to lose as glass, which once it falls on the floor, breaks. The Gemara says when a person is having tzaras, the Shechina says, kla'ani me'raishi, kla'ani mizrai. It is heavy on my head, it is heavy on my arms. So if Hashem hurts Rishayim, if Hashem hurts when Rishayim suffer, kal v'chaymer how much he hurts when Tzadikim suffer. The Gemara says there were three kings and four regular people who got no chelek in Olam Haba. Rabbi Akiva went in and out of Gan Eden, Bishalom, and Hashem allowed him to get close to him. Daf Tazayim. There were six things said about Shedim. Three that compared them to Malachi Asharis, and three that compared them to human beings. They were like Malachi Asharis because they have wings, they can fly, and they know the future. They're like human beings because they eat, they multiply, and they die. And the Gemara says there are six things that are said about man, three things that compare him to Malachi Asharis, and three things that compare him to animals. He's compared to Malachi Asharis in terms of the fact that he has intelligence, he walks upright, and he speaks, and he has the ability to speak in Lashon HaKodesh. He's like an animal because he eats, drinks, which is one thing, he multiplies, and he excretes waste. The Gemara says it's a disgrace and an insult to Hashem to imply that something was around in the world before the world was created as we know it 5,752 years ago. The Gemara says it's disrespectful to stare at a rainbow since it's in the mus of the Shechina. So if a person sees a rainbow, you should look at it quickly, make a bracha, and then look away from it. Anyone who looks, who stares at one of three things, his eyes become weak. What are these three things? A rainbow, a nasi, or kohanim, who were duchening at the time of duchening when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. As they said, the Shema Mefarish at that time, since the Shechina was on their fingers. Taisus adds that even outside the Beis HaMikdash, a person is not allowed to look at the hands of the kohanim when they duchen. That's why today we have a minig that the kohanim put a talus over their head and over their hands, so in case we look up, we do not see their hands. And the Gemara says, if the Yetzer Hara tells you to sin, and when you sin, Hashem will forgive you for it, therefore go right ahead and sin, you should not believe the Yetzer Hara. If a person does an Avera in private, according to Reb Zreika, the Malachim will testify eventually against him, as the Pasuk says, Ki Malachav Yitzavalach, the Mishnah. On many Karbanis we make Smicha. The bringer of the Karban leans on the head of the animal. That's what Smicha is. Yossi ben Yo'ezer says, we don't make Smicha on Yontav, since we know there's a gzeira on Shabbos and Yontav that you're not allowed to touch an animal. Others say that you do make smicha. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Tavi, who was the Nasi, once paskened incorrectly and put someone to death. He was so upset by his action that he used to go and lie down on that person's grave. The Gemara says, when Menachem from the Sanhedrin left, Shammai came in. Some say Menachem went off to Derech, Yatza Latarbus Ra. Others say he simply went to work for the king. The Gemara says that a person should never take a shvus lightly. Shvus is something which comes midrabanan, since we see that smicha, which was only midrabanan, caused a major machlokes in Klal Yisrael. And finally, the Gemara says when a person does smicha, what is it exactly that he does? The Gemara answers that he pushes the head of the animal down with all of his might. And since the pasuk says b'nei Yisrael, we see that only men do smicha, but women do not do smicha. Rabbi Yossi says that although women have no chiyuv to do smicha, but the women can do smicha if they want to, because it brings a nachas ruach, it makes them feel good.